fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I'm Silver.
When the Lone Ranger heard of Sheriff Harding's death in Clay County, he knew there would be trouble before a new sheriff could be elected. So he and Tonto said goodbye to their friends around Frontier Town and headed south. They reached the boundaries of Clay County on the evening of the second day. The northern half was cattle country, and the moon was bright on the rolling rangeland as they rode on toward the county seat. They saw no one until they topped a rise and...
Rider come this way, Kemosabe.
Yes, seems to be in a hurry.
Kemosabe, somebody shoot at him from behind rocks.
He's been hit.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up, scout.
As the Lone Ranger and Tonto urged Silver and Skull to their greatest speed, they saw two horsemen rode out from the shadow of the rocks and dismount near the fallen man. And as these men saw the masked man and the Indian riding toward them, they remounted and galloped away from the trail.
We go after them?
Not until we take a look at the man they shot.
Hold on, hold on.
Hold on.
Tonto, he's wearing a badge.
Maybe him deputy.
I knew one of Harding's deputies, but this man is much younger. Is he alive?
Maybe they can't save him. We need fire, plenty blankets.
We can make camp over in the woods to the right.
Not good. We bandage wound, then we can't carry him.
After camp had been made, Tonto dressed the deputy's wound again, and he and the masked man sat beside the young man, waiting for a sign of returning consciousness.
The man who shot him could be in town by now.
Oh, that's right.
He may have seen them. How is he, Tonto?
No, I
can't. You have fever now. Me make drink from herbs. Maybe that helps.
What do you mean, get out?
Easy, fella, easy. You delirious, Tonto?
No.
Do not let him move, Kemosabe.
I won't.
Don't take your hands off me.
Easy, fella.
You can't scare me, Banning. If anybody gets out of this county, it's going to be you. I'm going to win this election seat.
Did you hear that, Tonto?
Me hear him.
Running for sheriff. I think we're going to be on his side.
Him look like plenty good fella.
Wonder who Banning is.
Well, maybe him, fella, who shoot for Mantle.
It could be.
Harding was a good sheriff, Banning. The county won't stand for a rat.
Banning may be another candidate, Tonto.
Here. If I get him, drink this.
Dirty, dry gulches. Matt, you'll have to do it. You'll have to carry on alone now.
Matt. Matt Dolan. That's the name of Harding's other deputy.
Ah, me remember him now. Him plenty old.
But he's evidently still active.
You hold him up, Kunasabi. Me pour drink in fella's mouth.
Right. Easy now.
Easy. Easy now. Easy. That good. Him sleep easy now.
There you are, flat. Here, Silver.
You go now, Kimasabi?
Yes, I'm going to town, Tonto. I'll find Matt Dolan and tell him what's happened to this boy. Dolan should be able to tell me what's going on in the county. Pretty big fella easy now. I'll be back before morning, Tonto. Come on, Silver.
When the Lone Ranger reached Clayville, he found the town in darkness except for a few cafes on the main street. He rode on past the courthouse and found the sheriff's office just beyond. A single lamp was burning inside.
Oh, Silver. Oh, easy. Sit a big fella.
Who's the masked man?
Yes, Matt. Don't you remember me?
I don't know any. Oh, it's you, mister.
That's right. Been a long time.
It sure has.
Otto and I rode south as soon as we heard of Sheriff Harding's death.
I'm glad you're here.
I brought some bad news, Matt. One of your deputies.
Jerry?
Oh, I don't know his name. He's young, husky, dark, curly hair.
That's Jerry. What about him?
He's been shot.
I knew it. I told him he shouldn't ride out to see Kit Randall tonight. They've been watching for a chance. You said he was shot. Not killed.
No. Hondo's taking care of him, and I think he'll pull through all right.
That's great news. I think the world of that boy, mister. And I'm telling you, if it wasn't for him, Banning would have this election all his own way.
Oh?
And if Banning ever gets to be sheriff, there'll be more trouble in this county than there was in the early days before you and Harding cleaned it up.
The same kind of trouble, Matt?
Yeah, the ranchers in the north against the homesteaders in the south. It takes a firm hand and a fair mind to keep things running easy.
And Banning doesn't have a firm hand?
He's got a strong arm.
That isn't the same thing.
No, but the worst of it is he's declared for the ranchers. Practically promised them he'll run the homesteaders out.
He can't do that. The government gave them their land. Anyone tries to take it away, troops will be sent here.
Sure. We'll have another civil war.
There are some ranchers in the county who want peace, Matt.
Well, a few, like John Randall. They're for Jerry. He ought to win. He'll get some of the ranchers' votes and most of the town folks and all of the homesteaders. That's why Banning had him dry guns tonight. Is he safe, mister?
Yes. We're camped in the woods near a big white ranch house.
That's Randall's place.
Perhaps you ought to take him there.
That'd be a good idea.
But we can't do it before morning, Matt. He can't be moved.
Well, as long as you're around, I'll feel that he's safe.
I'll get back to camp right away. Just tell me this, Matt. What happens if Jerry is elected?
Banning's through.
You're sure he won't try to make trouble anyway?
He wouldn't dare. And the ranchers won't have anything to do with him unless he's wearing a badge.
He must have ordered Jerry to be killed, a deputy.
That's not the same as being sheriff. Banning says we got no right to wear these badges anymore.
He's wrong.
Well, but folks listen to him. Right now, we just don't have any law in this county at all.
How long will that keep up? When is the election?
Today.
Today?
Sure, it's after midnight. Voting starts in the courthouse at 8 o'clock this morning and finishes up at 5.
Do you expect there'll be trouble in town?
Could be. With Jerry laid up, there's only me to handle it.
We'll take Jerry to the Randalls in the morning. And Todd and I'll be camped just outside of town in case you need help, Matt.
Well, thanks. That makes me feel a lot better.
Adios, Matt.
So long, mister. Take care of Jerry.
At that moment, Luke Banning was talking with Ben and Trigger, two of his men, in the back room of the Last Chance Cafe.
What do you mean you think everything's all right?
Well, I drilled him clean.
Yeah, Trigger didn't miss, boss.
Is he dead? Answer me.
He must be.
Aren't you sure?
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you, boss.
We got off our horses to take a look at him when a couple of riders come down the trail. You said we shouldn't let ourselves be seen, so we hightailed it out of there.
It was near the Randall place, huh?
Yeah.
Big clump of rocks beside the trail.
The riders might have been some of Randall's hands.
Yeah, maybe so.
They probably took him to the ranch.
We've got to find out.
Yeah, but boss...
We're riding out to Randall's right now. Come on.
As Banning and his men stepped out of the cafe, a great white stallion flashed past them. They were unable to make out the rider's face, but Trigger grabbed Banning's arm.
Boss.
What's the matter?
I recognize that horse. Wasn't that one of them we saw, Ben?
Sure was. You couldn't make a mistake about that.
That horse doesn't belong to Randall. I've never seen the critter before.
That was one of the horses we saw. The other was a paint.
The rider came from down the street.
Yes, but early tonight.
All right. I'll take your word for it. Where's he been just now? That's what I'm wondering.
Boss, if he found Jerry's body...
He could have been reporting it to Matt Dolan. We'll find out. Into the saddle. Get up. Get up. Oh, you two wait here. I'll talk to Dolan alone.
Sure, boss.
Good evening.
It's more like good morning, isn't it?
Yeah. Kind of late for you to be doing business.
Think so?
But it's your last chance to be playing sheriff, so I can understand it.
Wait till the votes are counted before I do my talking.
Who was with you just now?
Just now?
The hombre on the white horse. We saw him right away.
Oh, him. I don't know his name.
What do you want?
Nothing at all.
I thought there might be some trouble somewhere.
There might be at that.
None that you know about, huh?
Nothing that isn't under control.
Where's Jerry Knight?
Off duty. What's your interest in him?
I haven't got any.
Then why were you asking?
I told him to get out of town yesterday. Thought he might have done it.
Not likely, Banning, and lucky for the county. Remember what he said to you? You're the one who'd get out.
I'll be sitting at that desk tomorrow night.
Maybe you'll be handcuffed to it.
What'd you find out, boss?
Nothing.
Didn't that rider tell Dolan about finding Knight?
He couldn't have.
He didn't?
Dolan doesn't know anything about what's happened.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
And I don't know anything either. That isn't good.
But we told you.
Steady, boy, steady. I'm not going to be satisfied until I see Jerry Knight's dead body. Come on.
Hit him.
Luke Banning, Trigger, and Ben rode out of town in the same direction the Lone Ranger had taken. Half an hour later, they reached the spot where Jerry had been ambushed.
Oh. This is it, boss. We're right over there behind those rocks.
This is where Knight fell off his horse.
What happened afterward? That's what I want to know.
Well, these two hombres come riding up then.
They carried Knight off someplace. Which way'd they go?
I don't know.
Get out of that saddle and look for their tracks. See if they left a trail anywhere around here.
Yeah, sure thing.
Randall Ranch isn't far.
Oh, it's that way, the east, over the next rise.
Find anything, Ben?
Yeah, not this side.
Then try the other.
Yeah, they left the trail here, down this slope.
All right, mount up.
Hey, boss, I know where they went. Steady.
Where?
Those woods below. Look at the top of the trees. Right where I'm pointing, that smoke. Somebody's got a camp in there.
We couldn't ask for anything better. In case Knight isn't dead, here's where we finish the job.
Get up. The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
continue our story. A thread of smoke rising above the trees gave Banning and his men a clue to the whereabouts of the Lone Ranger. And with guns drawn, they started for the woods. By the light of a campfire, the masked man and Tonto watched the sleeping deputy.
Him sleep good now. When him wake up, him be strong again.
That's fine, Kemosabe. Why don't you get some sleep, Tonto? You've had a long night of it.
You'll not sleep either.
I'm not tired.
No, me watch too.
Silver was standing close to the Lone Ranger. The great white stallion lowered his head and nosed the masked man's shoulder. Then he turned toward the edge of the woods.
What's the matter, big fellow? You hear something we don't?
Me listen. Him right. Me hear hoofbeats and ground.
You stay here with Jerry, Tonto. I'll see who's coming.
Out at the edge of the woods.
Right.
This time, don't make any mistakes.
We didn't before.
Hey, look out! They spotted us. Get around there.
Now, wait.
Not me. We're out in the open.
Get up.
None of the three men drew rein until they were out of range. It was Banning who pulled up first.
Steady, boy.
I've got a pack of jackrabbits working for me.
We couldn't keep going, boss. They could see us, and we couldn't see them.
That first shot was awful close.
We had some more men, we might be able to surround the woods.
No. Gunfight will bring all of Randall's men. Now, I found out what I want to know.
Looks like Knight's still alive, don't
it? I'm sure of it. You're a couple of bunglers.
Oh, trigger hit him square, boss.
Slow fired, anxious to save your skin. You didn't have time to put another bullet in him.
We thought he was dead, boss.
You thought? This means we got to win the election at the polls.
Sure.
You know what you're supposed to do. Get down to that pass with the others by sunup. And if you let one homestead vote through, I'll skin you alive.
Election day in Clayville dawned warm and bright. Most of the townspeople voted as soon as the polls were open. And during the morning, the ranchers and cowhands rode into town. They filled the cafes, and Banning was everywhere buying drinks, seemingly assured of victory. It was afternoon, nearly 2 o'clock, when Matt Dolan found Tonto near the entrance to the courthouse.
Hi there, Tonto. I've just been talking with the Randalls. They say Jerry's going to be all right.
Him come back to town tonight.
I hope they'll be pinning the star on him.
You not think him win?
Well, I'm worried. The homesteaders should have been coming in from noon on. And so far, I haven't seen one of them.
Well, mask friends say homesteaders vote for Jerry.
Sure. Without him, he can't be elected. Of course, Banning's tried to scare him into not voting. But they got spunk. And they know Jerry's a man who look out for their rights.
You want mask friend go see what...
Oh, wait a minute. There's one of the homesteaders, young Silas Town. Howdy, Si. Where's all your friends?
You gotta do something about it.
About what?
Just a second while I catch my breath. I run all the way from the ridge.
You've run? What happened to your horse?
You can't cross the ridge on horseback.
Well, what's the matter with the road through the pass?
Banning's men. They're up on the bluff, got rifles. They won't let anybody through. I cut away to the east, came across on foot. Our wagons are stretched along the road for a mile on the other side of the pass, Matt. Unless you do something fast, Jerry's friends won't get here in time to vote.
Well, I'll do something. I'll go after those sidewinders with a posse. And Tonto.
Me tell Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger?
He's here and he's on our side. Nobody's going to get done out of the right to vote with the Lone Ranger around.
As Matt recruited his posse from the townspeople and the friendly ranchers, Tonto found the Lone Ranger and told him what was going on at the pass. Together they rode south. Sheer walls of rock rose on either side of the pass, but it was possible to climb the ridge, and this is what Banning's men had done early in the morning. After 15 minutes of hard riding, the masked man and the Indian could see them on the eastern side of the pass, firing at the homesteader.
There they are, Tonto, right up. Who's them, boy?
Who's got them? And you look through pass, Kemosabe.
Yes, I can see the wagons lined up. They don't dare come any closer. The men on top of the ridge will shoot them down.
It's plenty hard get men off ledge. It's
going to be a fight.
Me not see how posse can climb ridge. Banning men shoot down, kill plenty.
The western wall is higher than the one they're on.
That right.
You see that point up on top of the western wall?
There's room maybe for one man there.
I'm going to try to make it. There's cover most of the way up.
You look up once more, Kemosabe. Up high. Just before you get to point. You got walk along narrow ledge. There's no cover there. Bannon men see you, hit you easy.
Once the point is reached, there's plenty of cover.
I mean, not like that ledge.
I'll have to make it fast. They won't see me until I start along it. I should be able to get to the point before they open fire.
It's dangerous. Go fast along, Red, ledge. It's plenty narrow.
Maybe wider than it seems to be from here.
Me sure it narrow.
Well, I can find out when I get up there. If it's too narrow, I won't try, Tonto. It's about the only chance we have to clean out that nest of gunmen in time.
Oh, that's right.
I should be nearly to the top by the time the posse arrives. You wait here for them.
Sit easy, big fella.
I can get to the point and be able to keep Banning's men so busy the posse can climb the ridge and take them from the rear. I'll leave Silver here with you. Wish me luck, Tonto.
Me too, that. Keep plenty good luck.
The Lone Ranger started climbing at a place where the rocky contours of the ridge would conceal him from Banning's men until he had reached the top. But Tonto was able to watch his progress all the way, from one rocky foothold to another, higher and higher, his figure growing smaller and smaller. Banning's men kept up their occasional fire on the homesteaders beyond the pass. The homesteaders kept their distance. At last, the posse arrived.
Howdy, Tonto.
Looks like we got our work cut out for us. Where's the masked man?
Him climb ridge, this side. You see him? Near top now.
Yeah, I see him.
What's he up to?
You all wait here. Him try to get to point. Fire down on Banning's men. Then we attack from rear.
But the point, he can't get out there without showing himself along the ledge.
It don't look wide enough to walk on.
Masked friend almost there now.
Oh, he shouldn't try it.
Him signal if there's room on ledge, and then we get ready.
You hear that, men? The Lone Ranger's going to try to get out to that point, way up there.
He hasn't got a chance.
Tonto says he'll signal when he's about to make a run for it.
Well, the ledge is too narrow.
We'll see. If he does make it, men, he'll pin those coyotes down and we can climb up behind him and corral the lot.
Well, it's a long chance. If they see him, he's dead. How'd you like to fall from that ledge?
Tonto and the posse watched anxiously. They saw the small figure high above them pause for a moment in the shadow of a great rock. Only the narrow ledge with death yawning below separated him from the highest point of the ridge. Then there was a movement, slight as seen from the ground, but unmistakable. The Lone Ranger was signaling he was about to make the attempt.
He's going to try it.
What do you think of that? Talk about nerve.
They can't see him yet, that's one thing.
Them see him plenty soon now.
There he goes.
Yeah. Those ornery varmints are looking the other way. There's a chance that they won't...
Oh, they see him now.
But he's almost to the point. They've opened fire on him.
Them too late.
You're right, Tonto. He's made it.
Masked friend, open fire now.
Come on, boys. That's the signal. Let's get those crooks rounded up. Come on. Get up there.
As the Lone Ranger poured a withering fire down on Banning's men, the posse rode to the foot of the ridge and climbed the easy ascent behind them. Banning's men were unable to fire on them without exposing themselves to the Lone Ranger, and clinging to life, they shouted their surrender.
All right, you dirty sidewinders, reach for the sky.
Every one of the gunmen was rounded up, and from high above, the Lone Ranger waved his congratulations.
How about a cheer for the masked man, boys?
Posse started back to Clayville with their prisoners, and behind them the long line of homesteaders streamed through the pass. Meanwhile, Jerry Knight rode into town from the north. He reined up and dismounted carefully in front of the sheriff's office. Luke Banning was standing in the doorway.
Well, I thought you and Matt had moved out already.
Matt's probably in the courthouse.
No, he's not, Jerry. He's got the right idea. I might as well take over right now.
So you still think you'll win?
I'm sure of it. Funny thing, Knight. None of your homesteader friends have come in to vote. What do you make of that?
None of them.
Not a one.
That isn't so. I'm here.
Hello, Si. What's happened?
They're all scared of me.
That isn't true, Jerry. They can't get through the pass. Some gunmen are holding it against him.
Your men, Banning? Where's Matt?
He got a posse together and went down there.
He what?
Yeah. He didn't think he'd ask you to go along, did you, Banning?
How long ago did he leave?
It's been over 2 hours.
If you're behind this, Banning, you'll go to jail.
Expect me to arrest myself? The polls close in half an hour. And when they do, I'll be sheriff.
Hey, wait a minute. Look, Jerry.
What?
Down the street. There's Matt and a posse.
And there's the masked man with him.
They got prisoners. And look behind. The homesteaders. They got through the pass, and there's still plenty of time for them to vote. This cooks your goose, Banner.
Oh, no, it doesn't. Knight, we're going to settle this election between us right now. Go for your guns.
I can't.
You're yellow.
He is not. You can see what's the matter. Look at those bandages. He can't draw.
Shut up. I'll give you three.
This is murder.
Go for your guns, Knight. One, two, three.
Oh! Who shot him? Who shot Banning?
It was a masked man. Here he comes.
Hold over, steady, easy, big fella.
I guess you saved my life a second time, mister. I knew I couldn't draw in time.
You won't have any more trouble with Banning.
You sure winged him pretty.
My arm's broken.
His men have been talking, Jerry. You don't have to wait until you're sheriff to arrest him.
As soon as we get his arm fixed up, we'll put him in jail.
Good luck to you. One, two, three.
Are you all right, Jerry?
Fine as rain, Matt. But you better get the doctor, Banning.
Did the masked man tell you?
You've captured his men.
And they try to put all the blame on him. He'll go to jail with him.
I'll vote for you, Jerry boy.
Thanks, Ted.
You're going to be elected, Jerry. But this whole county will be cleaned up before you ever take office.
Yeah. Thanks to the masked man.
We're going to vote you in, Jerry.
Good. Thanks, Jim.
Gosh.
What's the matter with you, Si?
Nothing. I was just watching him right away. No wonder he could shoot that way.
Why, he's...
You don't have to tell me. He's the Lone Ranger.
This is a copyrighted feature originated by George W. Trendle and directed by Charles D. Livingston. The part of the Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.